You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What did you crash into, or what crashed into you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I didn't actually hit anybody.
All right.
But I was, okay, so set the stage. I'm giving some friends a ride to the airport. It's like really early in the morning. And I'm young. I'm like 19. And I got a 1975 four-door Chevy Impala. And it's not like the cool kind of like, it's not like a Dr. Dre Impala. It's like, it's like a hoopty. It's like a hoo ride. Right. You know what I mean? It's like riding on a couch down the street.
Yeah, we got it.
And I do not drive on the freeway at this time. At this age, I was not comfortable driving this big old car on the freeway. And I dropped him off at the airport at SeaTac there, and I didn't realize that, like, this road's going to put me onto the freeway. And sure enough, it's getting me on the freeway, and I was deciding I need to change lanes, you know? And so I put on my blinker, and I started to move over. And as I did, I cross the line and I see that there's a car in my side mirror. And so I punch the gas and floor it. This big old car kind of heaves forward and I swerve a little bit, but get back in my lane. And I see her in my rearview mirror, slam on her brakes, do a 360, and she hit a gas truck.
Oh,
that's why I was getting over. There was a gas truck that was merging on the left. And so I was getting over to get out of his way. She hit her brakes, 360. She hit the tanker truck. It was a double tanker truck, and she hit it like right in the middle, where the
wheels are, but no tank is. Right.
Yeah. And all of I-5, like every lane, shut down. Like everybody behind this mess was stopped, and I probably could have just kept going, but I tried to, you know, like, oh, I can be helpful. And so I threw it in reverse and I, you know, squeal backwards and hop out. They stuck me with the whole thing.
Don't you wish you would have kept driving that?
No insurance. I so badly wish I had kept driving.
How bad is it? I didn't get to call
my mother that day. What's that?
So how bad is the aftermath of that as far as how much your insurance goes up or anything like that?
So this was like right when they were getting ready to make you have insurance. And so since they weren't making me have insurance at 19, I was not having insurance at 19. So the aftermath was your boy got sued by the owners of the truck company and the lady who crashed into the truck. And since I was the only one that I got a ticket that day for improper lane change, even though I never touched anybody's car or nothing, I was the one that got the ticket.
So how much do they sue you for? I mean, this is a big-ass company, so how much are they suing your ass for?
Altogether, between her car and the truck, it was about $35,000.
And how do you said you're 19, and I don't know if we are the same people, but I did not have access to $35,000 at 19. I don't know if I do right now.
I had access to an attorney who had access to a bankruptcy, and I wrote all of it off.
Okay, all right.
They sued the wrong guy at 19.
All right, yeah, that makes sense.
What did you crash into, or what crashed into you? 206-803-ROCK.
That does suck, man. When I cut my arm open, my artery, I was 24, 25 years old, and oddly enough, looking back, it doesn't seem that much, but, I mean, they saved my life. They were going to amputate it, and then they didn't, so they did whatever surgery they had to do. Anyway, I get the bill, and the bill's $20,000. But at the time, you might as well have said this is $145 billion, because the chances of me coming up with that are exactly the same. So they needed it paid off in a year. And even with the job I had at the time, based on the hourly rate, I'm like, look, even if they did not tax me and I gave you everything I earned, it's not $20,000 a year. But I appreciate what you guys did. So I tried to, and I didn't have insurance at the time. So I tried to work with them to say, look, I'll do a payment plan. You know, I have no problem with that. I actually want to pay you back for what you've done. But like, it's just impossible for me to do this in 12 months, you know, and here's all my info and all that. Hospital's like, nope, this was shock trauma in Baltimore. So they're like, no, man, one year, 20 grand. So I had to file for bankruptcy. And I cannot tell you, looking back, it's not the worst thing in the world, especially when you don't have assets like I did not at that time. But it was just like
paying mentally, for credit cards. It's all that stuff.
Just absolutely mentally crippling. Because when, like you said, if you apply for anything, the first thing they say, oh, says here you applied for bankruptcy. And even though it's an extenuating circumstance, it's like it's not me being irresponsible. Well, I was irresponsible when I got drunk and cut my artery. But this is not me being fiscally irresponsible. It's not that I haven't paid bills. I couldn't do it. Nobody cares. And for 7 years, man, you go, and if you do get a credit card, it's like 340%. It sucks. So I feel for that guy at 19, man. That's a long road.
What did you crash into, or what crashed into you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, hermanos.
Hola.
So back in, had my license probably a year or so, my first car, of course, and fuel pump went out, and my buddy let me borrow his Ford Pinto to go pick up fuel pump, and he lived like 2 miles away. So I'm on my way back to his place and on a main road driving 45, and I see a truck coming towards me. It's kind of towards the center line, so I ease over a little bit. And then all of a sudden he turns right into me, hits me head on. Ironically, if he had not hit me, he would have went into the side of the motel that he supposedly was driving into, because he wasn't nowhere near the entrance. But he hit the car so hard, it snapped the drivetrain, sheared the motor mounts, and shoved the motor up through the console. And I hit the windshield, busted the windshield with my head. He had a short and a wire somewhere, so we had a buzzing sound all the time, so the radio cranked up so you couldn't hear it. So all I could hear was turning around in a circle with a cracked windshield and a bright...
Now you're breaking up.
You're breaking up, man. Try that again. He's driving around in a circle with a cracked windshield.
Uh-oh.
And we got
there,
nothing.
But you're gone.
All right.
What did you crash into, or what crashed into you? 206-803-ROCK.
Email the guys at themensroom at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Thank you, Bob. Let's get a contestant online there if we could, for your guess is as good as mine. 206-803-ROCK. I'll read you one extra one there, and then we will get on to your guess is as good as mine as we get a contestant. Guys, let's see here. In regards to yesterday's question on toys you've owned, I guess this is from last week or last Friday, I got to give a shout out to the 2008 Toy Hall of Fame, The Stick. Had a lot of fun playing in the hills with my friends and our weapons of mass destruction. I still actually have a couple of sticks kicking around. The new toy, bought a 2003 38 Bavaria sailboat here in Croatia. We're going to take a year to sail down to Turkey, sell it, and make a bit of money if we're lucky. It's been really stressful and pretty nuts getting to this point, but hey, last night we stayed the night in a World War II submarine bunker, so it's paying off.
That's good?
Ciao, that from the first mate, Nate.
Because you got to stay in a World War II bunker.
I'm guessing so.
Okay.
And one more on adult toys. Hello, Bacholas. I'm an arcade collector. I have nearly 30 arcade machines from the 90s and newer.
Nice.
Most of which are large format, think racing games, games you can sit in. I even have modern Japanese rhythm games that have been imported. I've been collecting for about 20 years. I'm out of space, else I'd have more. Several times a year, I take my arcades to conventions. The Northwest Pinball and Arcade Show is coming up the first weekend of June in Tacoma. I'm a key volunteer there, where my games make nearly 100-mile journeys on two trucks. My wife is very tolerating of all these machines living in our house, but oftentimes wonder if I enjoy tinkering on them more than I do just playing the game. That from Arcade Joe in Cedro Woolley.
I would just say those Japanese rhythm games, never played it myself, but when I was at Comic-Con last year, right, they have a little arcade area, and I got some shoot-em-up games. I'm like, those are cool. The lines for games are all of the Japanese rhythm games.
Oh, really?
And I can't explain it. The kids absolutely love those.
I want a golden tee, dude. Give me a golden tee.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, time for a little your guess. This is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line there. You pick from one of two categories. Actually, only one today. And then you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out, Steve. Who is our contestant ready to play your guess? Is as good as mine.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hold on, my brother.
Hola.
Gary, here we go. You taking May 4th, the 10 best Star Wars characters of all times, or the 10 hottest weather states in the United States?
May the 4th be with you.
Thank you, Gary.
That's the theme today.
Because if not, I had to throw the list away. Okay, Gary. Now listen, here is the trick on this one. All right? USA Today ranked the 75 best live action characters. This includes movies and TV shows. So The Mandalorian and Andor are also included. In case you are wondering, Gary, Jar Jar Binks did not make the cut.
What?
But you know how the game is played.
Thank God.
Out of 75, Mike.
Yes.
75.
That's
and
right.
He did not make the cut.
That's cruel.
Okay. So you know how the game is played, Gary. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. What do you think? That was from Mandalorian.
All right. Let's go. Yeah, Mandalorian, of course.
Okej, Mandalorian number 9. That would be Din Djarin, who Mando, a.k.a. Mandalorian. You're one for one. He's number 9. But I tell you what, man, he's my favorite character right now.
Oh, yeah, he's cool. Grogu.
You're going to go Grogu? No, I don't think he's had enough time to marinate yet.
He's not enough time.
He's still
Mando
young. Grogu.
Right. I'm saying Mando's had enough time to marinate, but not Grogu?
Well, because Grogu, look. Mando's the one fight. Like, Baby Yoda's got some skills.
Sure.
But it's just, every time he does something, it's cute. Like, Mando's down there getting his ass kicked and blowing people
That's
up.
That's kind of why I thought the people would like him, man. He's a cute little dude.
Yeah, you're not wrong. All right, Gary, you're one for two.
Jesus.
Well, let's not go with the baby. Let's go with Yoda.
Yoda's number 5.
What did you guys think of Yoda?
Correct, you are, Gary.
Just the Star Wars fans, right?
Correct, like, I am, sir.
He was fine.
He was a great puppet.
He was a great puppet.
I mean, as far as that goes.
He was badass in the prequels.
But look, let's go to the original. Like, he was fine. I get it. I liked him. But it's like my favorites. Like, he's like finding out your old neighbor died that always gave out the king-size candy bars on Halloween. You know, I like the guy.
Well, but he was
I would mow his lawn for him, but it's not like he's like my bro. You know what I mean? I like the guy.
He was funny when he showed up. He's the master.
He was.
Damn, man.
All right, Gary, you're right with Yoda and the Mandalorian. What's your next guess?
All right, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Correct, you are, Gary. He is number 7.
Yes, I.
Obi-Wan.
All right.
One strike. You've got 3 out of the 10. 7 left.
Oh.
His original name was OBGYN.
OBG, yeah. OBGO.
He was a Jedi and a gynecologist. Most people don't know that.
Let's go with Princess Leia.
She's number 3. She is 3rd on the list of the top Star Wars characters of all times. So you're right with Leia, you're right with Yoda, Obi-Wan, and the Mandalorian.
Oh, princess.
Somebody here on YouTube says Yoda was awesome. Little hairy homie.
He reminds you of your grandmother with like stray hairs, like you know. Like,
it does, right? A little unkempt, but you let it. Yeah. You know, he smells bad.
He's got like those Trump eyebrows, like hairs flying out of there.
He lived in a swamp, dude. Of course, he
smells
bad.
I know. I'm just saying, he's one of those
Nasty dude.
You know when he farted, you just didn't say anything. You were polite.
He's Lamisil, man. You see the doggone nails on this guy.
All right, Gary, what do you got?
All right, let's go with Luke the Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker, number four. The brother of Princess Leia, number three. So three is Leia, four is Luke Skywalker, five Yoda, seven Obi-Wan, and nine is the Mandalorian. So you right now have gotten halfway to home. You're 5 out of 10 with one strike.
Again, let's be legitimate here. Did you really like Luke?
No.
That's what I mean. I didn't dislike Luke. Yeah. He was just this whiny dude.
So he's number four.
And it's his story.
He complained all the time.
I get it, but it's like, okay.
I've never rooted less for a main character.
I know. So about his father would kick his ass.
That's right.
Okay, Gary, where are you at?
All right, I'm thinking the Lord Master Vader.
Darth Vader?
Number one.
He's number one. Anakin Skywalker, Darth. Number one on the list.
No. Darth Vader.
I agree.
Well, I know he morphed into that.
No, they're saying that to consider him the same person character.
That would change my perspective. If you said, look, and I understand that inevitably he became Darth Vader, but Anakin Skywalker was a whiny bitch like his son.
Yeah.
Darth Vader was a badass slaying machine.
Correct.
Okay, Gary. You got 6 out of 10. There are 4 characters remaining. The favorite Star Wars characters of all times.
Yeah, this is where it gets tough because I'm trying to think of the ones you wouldn't think would be.
One is considered by many to be the most popular Star Wars character other than Darth Vader.
We got to go with the bounty hunter, Boba Fett.
Not on the list, Gary.
Oh!
No Boba Fett. I thought he was badass too. Dang. We have one droid left.
Screamed like a wuss when he was in the Sarlacc pit.
Oh no. Okay, so I got a guess between 3CPO and R2DT, and I'm going to go with the round little TD.
R2D2 number 8. You're done with droids, Gary. There are no more droids on the list.
Yeah, nobody likes
D3 far. So far, you've got 7 out of the 10. There are 3 left.
That's the reason why only the Ewoks like 3PO.
That's because they thought he was a god.
That's
they didn't like his ass at first.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2 of them buddied around together. That is my guess.
I'm going to go with the guy that led them little Ewoks, Chewbacca.
Chewbacca is number 10.
He's got to be on the list. He's the coolest character there, man.
There's 2 remaining there, Gary. You've got them all but 2.
I believe 1 was already mentioned.
It's got to be. Who's Chewie's friend?
Yeah, we'll have to go with Han, of course. I mean, my God.
He's number 2. There's 1 left, and I will service you if you get this one correct.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, I will do it. I will do it on stage. I will take care of
you. No, you won't. I won't let you.
I'm dragging you up here.
Miles, you wrote this check before.
I'm going to club you over the back of the head and pull you up on stage.
Is this character from the original trilogy?
This is not an original character. Okay. Well, it was sort of. It morphed into more of something on a television.
Okay.
On Disney's version of this.
I got you.
Okay, so I know there's a new cartoon out. I'm going to go with the Darth Maul.
Darth Maul's a great call, but that is not.
It was not Darth Maul.
Darn it.
How the hell do you pronounce your name?
Well, let me see the name here.
Ashoka?
Yeah, Ashoka.
Oh, Ashoka. Yeah.
Ashoka.
Ashoka's number 6.
Really? People do like her?
Yeah, that much, apparently.
Because I heard the show got paid. I enjoyed the show, but a lot of people pay on the show.
Here are your top 10 characters. You got Chewbacca at 10, Mandalorian at 9, R2-D2 8, 7, Obi-Wan. Ashoka 6, 5 is Yoda, Skywalker 4, Leia 3, Han Solo number 2, and Darth. As in Wayne's World, is number 1 on the list.
Darth Brooks.
Yeah.
He moonlighted as a country star.
And the thunder rolls.
508, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to the man.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Men's Room. Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Our question, job, relationship, hobby, or habit, what brought it to an end? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I worked for a trucking company that basically promised me to put me on days and just never did. And so I found a new job, and I gave him my 2 weeks. And in that 2 weeks, I called him up and said, hey, you know, I can't come to work today. I got sun sickness. And they were like, well, what's sun sickness? You know, is it like heat stroke or something like that? And I said, no, it's just way too nice to come to work.
That's it. Okay.
Okay.
I like that you gave him an explanation. How long had they been promising to give you day shift? Like, you say another 6 months, a year, what?
Like a year. And then I finally kind of, well, it's not going to happen, so see ya.
Yep, that's fair enough, man.
Mm-hmm.
I like sun sickness. So, yeah, it's just too nice to come to work today.
What are you talking about, a sunburn?
Yeah, no, sunburn, no, nothing like that.
Sun sickness. Oh, you might be wondering there, Steve, what I'm doing right now.
I know exactly what you're doing right now.
What am I doing right
you're
now?
You're bidding on the little Woody's burger.
I am.
How much you bidding?
I got to find out what the top bid is.
Ah, okay.
Okay, right. Okay, here we go.
All right, what's it at right now?
The current bid for the Little Woody's Burger that you get to name and build on your own tomorrow for Seattle Rock Day. Right now, the current bid is at $110. They're saying the minimum bid needs to be $120. I'm going to go $125.
Ooh,
place look $125 at that. Max bid.
So I'll be doing $126.
Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Bids must be placed in increments of 10. Why, you mother? All right, so $130.
There you go.
$130. Place $130 max bid. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure.
Sure.
Back to the auction. I'm confirmed. I am the top bidder right now on the Miles Montgomery Burger at Little Woody's that you can enjoy. Working on the ingredients right now.
Yeah.
It's going to have blue cheese, lettuce, tomatoes.
I was going to say.
And no meat.
Jalapeno peppers.
No burger. That stuff.
On a what was that burger you eat, Mike? Impossible Burger. On an Impossible
Burger.
You can
do Impossible. There you go.
Ah, jeez.
Okay.
I will say a little bit like that last caller about just being like never getting nights.
Yeah.
Right? So get out of high school, start working at that liquor store. Work there for like a year. Now I'm like bartending shifts. But I also used to work at this basketball camp in the summer. So the boss did like me, right? The guy that owned the joint.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like he wanted his kids to go to DeMath. I went there. So I just said, hey, I'm working this basketball camp Sunday night through, Thursday afternoon. Friday morning. But I'll be back Friday nights. And Saturday, day shift, and work in the liquor store, and he's like, yeah, no worries, right? Okay. It's like 3 weeks. So there's like basically a month I don't have a day off, right? Because Sunday I would drive up to Frostburg, work camp all through Friday. Friday, drive back to College Park. So that's, 3 hours distance. And then work Friday night, Saturday day. So this goes on for like a month, right? And so one day it's like I think it just ended or whatever. It's just one of those things, right? It's like a Monday. I don't know if I was just exhausted or whatever. So I call out sick. And I was sick, right?
Yeah.
So something happened, and basically he got so mad, he took away all my bartending shifts.
Oh, really?
Right. So then I'm like, okay, right? Because I was the daytime bartender, but you had to have at least Thursday, Friday, or like Saturday night was okay, but Thursday and Friday is where you made all the money. College students come in Thursday, all the locals come in Friday. So I went in there like a day or two later, and I just said to the manager, I was like, well, he's got to give me one of those back, yeah, right? Or I'm going to quit. And they're like, no. I mean, I was like, yeah, like call him right now. Like, this is ridiculous, right? Like, I didn't miss a day of work. Like, I've never been late, nothing else. Like, come on. So he called him and he just goes, he's not going to give you one of those shifts back. I go, I can't get one of the bartending shifts back. No. Said, all right. Well, I quit. And I remember walking out and the guy was like, you're going to learn to regret. Like, I think you're going to really regret this.
Why?
It's like, I mean, no offense, but I was 19 working as a bartender and in the back of a refrigerator.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Jesus.
I remember that guy being so mad. I was like, dude, I'm not asking for my full schedule back. You own the place. You get mad. Like, yeah. I can't have one of the shifts back? No. All right, I'm out.
Fair enough. Now we move on to the world of relationships and why people might want to quit those. A New York woman faces up to 25 years in prison after she was found guilty of throwing a stick of dynamite into her boyfriend's bedroom. We brought you the story last week, causing him to lose his hand. Jury found that 35-year-old Kiana Waddle was guilty of first-degree assault and criminal possession of a weapon. Domestic violence, they say, can escalate to deadly levels, and this case is a sobering reminder of that reality. A dangerous individual has been held accountable and will face a lengthy prison sentence for this horrific act.
Yeah.
Now, the trial stemmed from a March 2024 incident in which prosecutors say that Waddle threw a stick of dynamite into her boyfriend's bedroom on his bed while he slept after the two got into an argument. Prosecutors say the victim was awoken by a hissing sound and saw a flame on his bed. When he got up, he found the stick of dynamite and tried to extinguish it, but he was unsuccessful. So then the victim picks up the dynamite in an attempt to throw it outside. However, prosecutors say it detonated in his hand, causing searing pain and the loss of the hand. Doctors basically also had to amputate part of his arm.
Right.
It's a stick of dynamite.
The victim saw Waddle fleeing his apartment on foot after the incident. She was arrested the next day, and prosecutors say it was revealed she had threatened her boyfriend with dynamite upon several times. She now faces up to 25 years in prison and will be sentenced on May 27th.
I mean, if somebody threatened me with dynamite, I would not believe them. If I did not physically see it.
Yep.
You're not going to get dynamite. She actually got the freaking dynamite and threw it in the room. And I've dated some crazy people, but I never worried about something like that.
Yeah.
Definitely some weirdos. There's one chick I dated. She, I ignored every red flag because the sex was good, right? I mean, long and short of it. And she was crazy when she was sober. She was crazier when she was drunk, but she was almost always drunk. She's taking down like 2/5 of vodka a day as a guarantee. And that was just to maintain. And I could look past that. But there was a day we came back to my apartment where my dog was there. And my dog had pooped on the floor. And I would say, that's not what the dog wanted to do. But still, I walk in. I'm just like, oh, God damn it, man. So I'm grabbing paper towels and stuff to clean it up. She hit my dog. She hit my dog in my apartment because it pooped on my floor. And I was like, hey, man, like, that was the end right there. I'm like, did you just hit my dog? She's like, well, he asked on your floor. I'm like, I know that. He didn't do it on purpose. No, he smeared it on the wall and said, die. I'm like, it's a dog. It had an accident. It pooped on the floor. It sucks because it's summertime. I have no air conditioning. I'm on the top floor. So, yes, it smells bad. Can I hit my dog?
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast.
Dr. Nicole O'Brien, thanks for joining us.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Seattle Rock Day, benefiting Smash today, and you were involved on the dentistry end.
Exactly. Yeah, we love to take care of patients at the office.
How long have you been working with Smash?
Gosh, I have been working with Smash and Nicole Vandenberg for quite a few years, helping patients where we could. More meaningfully, in the last 6 or 9 months, we've developed a more streamlined pathway to get people some real regular care.
Okay.
I'm just curious. You know, one of the things with Smash, because you're helping the Seattle area musicians. Now, as a musician myself, and I don't know if you're going to know the answer to this, guitar players, singers, drummers, or bass players, generally speaking, who has the worst mouth? I mean, just who has the worst teeth?
Let's see. Where do you fit in the band?
I'm not going to tell you. I want the unbiased answer.
You should see this grill.
Well, I'll tell you, the number one emergency I see is people hitting themselves in the tooth with the microphone. So I think that might be your answer. Whoever's got one of those things right in their face. Yeah.
That actually, it happened to one of my bandmates years ago. He stepped on the bass to the microphone. It rocketed forward. I don't know that it messed up his teeth, but it blew his lips open. There was blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Good times. What is the process if you are an area musician and you would like some dental help? You need some help along the way.
That's great. Reach out to Smash. They have a really great process for getting people on a wait list. They also do some wraparound services, right? So you call in and maybe you broke a tooth or maybe you need a cleaning. They're so great at jumping in and helping people maybe figure out their Apple Care paperwork, checking in on many other components of their health care. So it really does end up feeling like some holistic care, not just that cleaning, but maybe there's something else that someone's really been needing and they look for that.
Well, you've always been reading about your practice, always been family oriented, always been about the community. And I guess you grew up in a household full of people who worked in the dental industry.
Dental industry, yeah, and some musicians as well.
Uh-huh.
What is that mix? You have live music during the teeth cleaning? Right. What do you do?
Exactly. No. No, just family members and friends that have been in the music business. And so seeing, you know, before I was a dentist, kind of seeing how those people's lives were affected, right? So working kind of crazy hours, having a feral diet if they were out on tour, right? So eating at the gas station and not necessarily getting the same diet that folks of us that sit at home and have a real kind of routine life have.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with gas station sushi in the middle of Oklahoma City. Nothing's going to go wrong. That's it. Why, as a dentist, and you come from a family of people that worked in the dental industry, why do you think it is? Because my kids are this way too. Why are so many people so scared of the dentist?
Oh, goodness. I think it's a lot of the unknowns. I think for some people, it's the cost, right? So it's expensive. It can be uncomfortable. So it's just hard to make that a regular thing.
Okay.
I think one of the things that Smash does a good job at is helping us kind of provide a home for people. So some of the people we see, we encourage them, like, come back for your regular checkup. And when you get in that kind of routine healthcare setting where you have a home to go, I think it doesn't feel as scary. So for me, that first step, finding a place that feels like a good fit for you and then just keeping those appointments, it makes a big difference.
And I've noticed a parallel between at least the couple dentists that I've had in the area. It's kind of like going to the grocery store. You know, when you're laying back in that chair, the musical selections that you hear
are terrible.
They're not the greatest.
No, you guys got to upgrade, man.
But you can't. Seriously. I guess back to the scared thing. Like,
hey,
you can't.
So you got to come to my office. Yeah. I do not abide by bad music. It's one thing these guys know. We'll give them a thumbs down and somebody's running for the music system.
Because I got trapped in an MRI. I had to listen to Coldplay for 45 minutes. I thought I was going to kill myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Last time I was at the desk, I'm like, this is a deep Seals and Crofts cut. It really is. But but obviously, you can't play Anthrax and Pantera if people are.
You don't want people to bang their head.
Exactly.
It's happened.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you, and because every dental hygienist and dentist I have ever experienced does this, and I want to know if you do this on purpose. Why do you choose to be so conversational and have so many questions when your hand is in my mouth? I mean, it's like waiting for someone. Do you do it on purpose?
No, we love taking care of people, right? So, I mean, we're sitting there looking at these teeth, but we're so curious about the person as a whole. I think we just can't help ourselves.
And is it hard? Have you, like, you know, if you talk to a little kid, if it's your kid, you have the ability to understand the words coming out of their mouth, even though other people. So as a dentist, like, do you understand the language of, I went down to the store last night? Like,
yes, of course. It's a special class we take. It's a special dental language that we learn.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'd normally just do sign language. Now, okay, I'm asking this question for a friend, all right? Now, you look into a lot of mouths, all right? Would you be able to tell if someone had a very small throat?
Oh, I mean, we do an oral cancer check every time. So, yeah, when we get an awe out of them, we can see all kinds of things. Yeah.
Do people sometimes have very small throats?
I mean, are you asking for a friend?
Yes, yeah. I really
we
am.
We legitimately are, yes.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, there are all kinds of, we're going to get clinical here, but there are airway issues. So sometimes people will have more constricted airways, maybe from the shape of the teeth. Maybe they have some soft tissue issues like, large tonsils. So, yeah, and that can end up creating some sleep apnea problems, which, of course, we all
yep.
are hearing this in the media. Sleep apnea doesn't always mean just snoring. It can mean not breathing. And that's a big thing we check yeah. for in dentistry and have referrals for.
Now, yeah. do you tell that math is adding up?
It absolutely. For this particular person, yeah. If someone has unusually large tonsils, do you mention, yeah. I know it sounds dumb, but like my dentist, and again, we're not in your world, so I don't know if it's good or bad, but my dentist told me, I have an unusually high mineral count in my saliva. And I don't know if she was coming on to me. I don't know if she's hitting on me. I don't know if that's good or bad. I just said, okay. I mean, but still, like, is that good? Is that bad? Does it matter?
I mean, it could mean that you get more tartar buildup between your visits, but it could also mean that you have some good buffering, so you might be at lower risk for getting cavities. All those things are super unique to every individual. And she sounds like she's really looking at you from all different perspectives.
Okay. I get. I mean, she never qualified what that might mean. I just have a very minerally mouth. That is what I've learned about yeah. myself.
Now, not only do you guys offer dental care, but you also, don't you guys give out like dental kits and sometimes an electric toothbrush here or there to people?
Yeah. So Nicole Vandenberg has set up this really cool road kit. They have all kinds of supplies, not just for dentistry, but we got a bunch of great products from Philips Sonicare, so people were able to get some good quality electric toothbrushes to take on the road to try to keep them healthy while they're out there. So, yeah, they do a really good job at providing kits for good health care.
Okay. Now, as someone who works in the dental industry, like we know sugar's bad for your teeth, soda, et cetera, et cetera. Are there any things that you actively avoid consuming because of that? Or are you like, F it, I'm going to do this anyway?
I mean, I don't. Please don't tell anyone this. This is off the record. I love hot tamales. That's my favorite candy. I think the toughest thing for musicians, right, is especially if you're on the road, but I think even if you're in band practice, so drinking those beverages where you're like taking a sip and then you're doing something else. So maybe you take a couple sips of a soda and then maybe you practice a song and then you come back and you pick up that soda again. Or if they're out on the road driving, those small sips are really cumulative. So I'd rather have people like pound that beverage.
Really?
Gulp it, don't sip
Interesting.
It. Yeah, it's the sipping of those things that have even a small amount of sugar can end up being really cavity causing.
So it's much better that I chug the beer than just sip it.
Does this apply to beer and whiskey?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, Doc, you know those energy drinks are just ripping your teeth apart.
Oh, terrible. So bad.
But okay.
To that, like people that maybe use tobacco products like cigarettes or the marijuana cigarettes if you're smoking them.
I've never heard of that. I don't That's know. Ridiculous.
Please tell us
and
more.
And musicians do not do drugs. That I'm pretty clear of.
Exactly. No, but that dries your mouth out, right? So you're sipping that energy drink and maybe you're smoking a cigarette, and those two things combined are going to set you up to have a worse dental problem. So, of course, my plug is please quit smoking. Anything you can do to try other products that help, but also those energy drinks or that soda or that cup of coffee with sugar and a cigarette, it's really drying, kind of cooks that stuff on your teeth and can make it so you get cavities that are much more aggressive.
Dr. Nicole O'Brien, still at District Dental Wellness.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm curious to know, because I always wonder this, okay? So one thing I know to be true, divorce attorneys hope your relationship goes south, because that's what they do. A surgeon wants you to have heart disease, because frankly, I mean, that's his juice, right? So as a dentist, and be honest, right? You want people to take care of their teeth, but on the other hand, how awesome is it to have blow pops and monster energy drinks, and right? Because it keeps the people. I would think if I'm a dentist, I don't want to just clean your teeth. I want to do some nitty gritty stuff, you know? So aren't cavities kind of awesome?
Yes. I love to fix teeth, but no, I feel like okay. where we're really winning is when people don't get cavities. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for working with Smash and doing what you
I
do.
Love it.
Just know that goes a long way.
Thank you so much. I love talking with you guys about Smash.
Yeah. And thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You guys.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Reach out to the men's room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Mike. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our Men's Room poll. Name your kid one of these Washington towns. Will it be Hump Tulips, Chuckanut, Chimicum, or Squim?
Chimicum.
No, Chimicum. Now you're going to call him Chim. You're going to call him McCum.
Chimmy.
Chimmy.
Chimmy. I like Chimmy.
Chimmy.
Chimmy C.
No, the problem is everywhere that kid goes, like, I'm sorry, did you say Jimmy? No, Chimmy.
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 With a CH.
Chimmy C.
It's short for Chimicum.
Chimmy.
Right.
Chimmy May. What's up, Chimmy May? All right, here's your question. Today is Seattle Rock Day. So our first question is, what Seattle artist was the first artist played on KISW when it flipped to the rock format in 1971?
I'm going to say Jimi Hendrix.
Ooh, that's got to be. Is that not?
Oh,
that's got to be.
Nailed.
All right.
One and done.
I mean, think about it. It's 1971, right? So that limits most of the bands we think of as Seattle bands, but Hendrix obviously was on top of the world at the time. So yeah, and, well, any guesses on the first song they played? So Jimi Hendrix was the first artist played on KISW when it flipped to rock.
Foxy Lady, Along Watchtower.
No.
Crosstown?
No. Come on, man.
Purple Haze.
That is the one.
The only other band you could play before that, maybe the Sonics.
You could have, but I think when you're flipping to the new format, you got to let people know you got to play Jimmy. All right, before we let you go, we got a 50-50 question for you. All right?
Okay.
All right, let's see here. All right, true or false? Queensryche was originally named the Mob.
I'm going to go false.
Believe it or not, it's true. So they originally, they called themselves the Mob. They were about to record their first EP under that name, and that's when they found out there's already a band called The Mob. You didn't want to deal with that
quick meeting.
By the way, and they called themselves The Mob because they were inspired by Mob Rules from Black Sabbath.
Awesome.
Yeah. I was like, all right, that's cool.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, give it like an old Italian dummy. Gangster would say, hey, can't use that name.
We already got a copyright. Trademarks and stuff.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Matt. Away we go. Men's room poll. Name your kid one. Hump Tulips, Chuckanut, Chimicum, or Squim.
Let's go with Hump Tulips.
Hump Tulips.
Hump Tulips. What's up, Humpy?
Humpy.
Would you go with Humpy, Tulips,
or Tulips?
Lips?
I go Lips.
I would just go Lips.
Lips.
Yeah.
Lips Montgomery.
Who names their child Lips? I didn't name him Lips. I named him Hump Tulips. We simply call him Lips. All right. Matt, here's your question. It is Seattle Rock Day. Let's hang out in Seattle for a minute. This Seattle musician got his start in 1972 at the age of 17, playing alongside Ray Parker Jr. and Barry White's Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Who is that Seattle area musician?
Barry needs a kidney.
Let's go with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yep. That'd be Kenny Gorlick, a.k.a. Kenny G.
Wow.
Which
17.
Playing with Barry White.
That's a big deal.
I know. Like, we always poke fun at the dude, then you hear that, and I'm like, that's kind of badass, dude. That is pretty badass. All right. Your question. In 1987, Seattle became the first U.S. city to have its police officers patrol the streets using what mode of transportation?
What year?
What's that?
What year?
1987.
Oh, okay.
87.
I was surprised by this, actually.
I mean, motorcycles.
Not a bad guess. I'm going to say bicycles.
Bicycles.
So we've had horses. They're gone. Before that, then you had bicycles. Then you had Segways.
They did. Okay, so we never got an answer to this question. Right? So years ago. Years ago, the Seattle cops in downtown, at least, they're riding around on Segways.
Okay. All the parking cops were, for sure.
Yeah.
And we always wondered, based on where we used to work, because we had Bourne Avenue there, which was a big hill. We said, all right, if I knock the cop off of the Segway
and I
hop on the Segway, can they run fast enough to catch it? Because I don't know what the top speed of a Segway was, right? Because the flip side was, if I commit a crime and they're chasing me on a Segway, can I outrun them? So subsequently, if I knock them off and stole their Segway, could they run me down? And we did ask a cop that question once, and his response was, don't do that.
Oh, you didn't know the cop. You just asked him?
He
just
called in.
Okay.
And he honestly got to say, I don't think he knew the answer, but he said, man, don't do that. And I said, okay, good enough.
I know those bicycle cops can...
Oh, they can catch your ass in a heartbeat.
Right.
Up a hill,
like, when they're going uphill, it's like, I don't know how they're doing that, going that fast.
I don't know why you'd want to do that. Seattle's the last city I want to be a waterfront cop.
Or simply, I'm running up Bourne.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm running up Dravis.
I mean, you got to think about that. Like, man, if you're going to commit a crime near a bike cop, be at the waterfront and run uphill.
I've seen their cabs. I still think they're going to chase you down.
Yeah. All right. Your question. Most people know this, but Seattle was named after Chief Seattle, leader of the Duwamish and Suquamish peoples. Which place is not a native name? Oklahoma, Idaho, Biloxi, or Chesapeake? So Oklahoma.
I'm going to go with Idaho.
Idaho.
You got it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a made-up name.
So,
what's it mean? Do I want to know?
It doesn't mean anything. Oh. But the guy that wanted to establish Idaho had to lobby Congress for whatever the land was, blah, blah, blah. They go back and forth, bureaucracy's bureaucracy. And he said he wanted to name it Idaho. Congress said no. So he got the word back to them that it was a native term that meant something cool. You know, land of the badass. What? He completely made it up. When Congress saw that, they're like, you know what? That's pretty cool. Go ahead with Idaho. It doesn't mean a goddamn thing.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
It is wild how some of the names, right? Like, I'm pretty sure White Center got named White Center because one guy's last name. It's not. But the one guy's last name was White. And him and his buddy were having an argument and they flipped a coin. And he was like, all right, we get to call it White Center.
What would have been the other option?
I forget that part.
Jimmy World.
Jimmy World. Jimmy World, the White Center, man. Then they flipped a coin for, I believe it was Portland, Oregon.
Correct.
For which one was going to be the capital.
And they were going to call that, another guy wanted to call it Boston. So it was going to be a double of whatever was already on the East Coast.
Right, something from New England, right, flip the coin.
Email the guys at the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink test. Can Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting?
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Robert Prevost of Chicago, Illinois. Now, last year, Robert landed himself a new job, but the job required him to move. Anyway, he called his bank to change the phone number and address that the bank had on file, and he dutifully answered the security questions. You know, your mother's maiden name, your first pet, the street you grew up on, etc. But the woman on the line from the bank told him that wasn't enough, and he would, in fact, have to come to the branch in person to change the info. And they explained, hey, man, based on the new gig that I got, not going to be able to do that. Well, the bank employee apologized, but she explained, look, the rules are the rules. So Robert did try a different tack, and he explained his job and his position. But she didn't believe him. She ended up hanging up on the guy. Well, Robert Prevost, by the way, he's much better known as the Vicar of Christ, a.k.a. Pope Leo XIV. He got the gig as Pope in May of last year. He now lives in Vatican City. He does have a bank account that's still in Chicago, so he called and said, and look, he didn't say I'm Pope Leo XIV, Robert Prevost, because that is what it says on the bank account. He answered the security questions. She's like, great, you got to come in. He's like, listen, I really, honest to God, I don't really have time, and I don't know that I'm going to be in Chicago. She says rules are rules. So he even said, would it help if I told you that I'm Pope Leo XIV? Now, to be fair, she responded the way that I would have responded, which is like, come on, man. And she hung up. They reached out to the bank. The bank said, no, it is absolutely true. That did happen. She did not believe him.
That don't make sense.
And they're not mad at the woman, nor is the Pope, very forgiving type of guy. But the bank's like, look, we're not mad at her because what are the odds that the frickin' Pope is calling you to change the information and go through all the crap that he had to go through. And so, yeah, it's Pope Leo XIV. So, yeah, it turns out being the Pope.
How would you validate that? Like, I'm with you. Like, she shouldn't be in trouble because that is a normal reaction. Like, oh, yeah, it's the Pope.
Well, his whole point was I was trying not to bring that up because, in a sense, it's irrelevant to the bank. They have me by my actual birth name. And I answered all the questions. Their rule is I have to be there in person. And he goes, it's not that I don't want to be, but you know, I got stuff to do, so that's why he finally just said, listen, I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm the Pope. She's like, yeah, right. Click. It was, in fact, Pope Leo XIV. By the way, since then, they have, in fact, changed his address.
I was going to say, does he have to fly to Chicago for that?
No, they did. Once they realized it was actually him, the bank did go out of the way to say, our bad, and they changed the stuff for him.
It also seems like he might have a guy. Maybe he doesn't.
He did it himself because you have to answer those security questions, etc. And apparently, this isn't the first time. In 2013, whoever the Pope was then, had a similar situation where they're like, look, when you get this gig, you got to move. I mean, I live in the Vatican City. Same thing. Didn't believe him. Like, yeah, okay, buddy. So anyway, yeah, he got his information straightened out. I just love that. Like, I'm the freaking Pope. Like, right. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, Vijola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
At
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!